Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
The seahorse on your back is gonna blow soon. Give me control of my ship and I disarm it.
Okay. That's totally fine.
Hermit!
But that's too risky. Give me the disarm code so I can toss it. And the ship's all yours.
I'm sorry about your tree.
Owen!
Computer, please calculate new trajectory to Earth.
Calculation complete. Arrival in 131 days.
Please execute new trajectory.
Error. Unable to comply.
Still? Emergency manual control.
Error. Unable to comply.
Who's controlling this? Where are we going?
Unknown.
See you in a few months. Computer, based on current trajectory, please list all possible intercepts within the next 12 months.
One result. The Jovian system. Arrival in 241 days.
Jupiter.
Magnesium Film presents Celeritas, Episode 9. After the show, join our Discord community for bonus content, in-depth discussion, and AMAs with the creators. Discord link at celeritaspod.com.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hope Mission Control. This is Vega. I'm just floating in the vacuum. Hull is breached. No seal. No way to fix it. And the ship's been commandeered. The main engine's been firing for 23 minutes now. I can't turn it off. I think we're headed to one of Jupiter's moons. Jupiter has 79 moons. And none of them sound like very good vacation spots. Doesn't matter. I'll be dead long before that. Cold, probably. Or asphyxiation. Or thirst. The ship has all the O2, water, and meal powder that I need. But there's no way to get it into the new suit. Thank you for being there for me. Captain Owen Keating signing off. What was I supposed to do? They were lying. About the seahorses, about the timeline. I had to get out of there, right? The universe doesn't care if you understand it. It'll kill you anyway. I guess I used up all 10 miracles. Oh, this feels like a really fucking slow way to die. Computer, is the med printer working?
Negative. Med printer offline.
Okay. Clementine. It's so dark. Now I know why the dark was scary for you. When the sun went down, you needed us curled around you like bears. Not shut in your room alone. You needed your mommy and daddy. Not a lifeless stuffed animal. You would scream alone in that room. And we were told to wait 5 minutes. So we would stare at the baby monitor and watch you scream. That's a long time to be in hell. I know about hell now. We were told to be distant from our baby. And we listened. I listened. 5 minutes. Shrieking alone. Over and over. Every night. You just wanted us. And instead, one of your very first thoughts was that no one will come when you're afraid. They called it self-soothing. I'm so sorry, Clem. Computer, start 5 minute timer.
I don't want to be alone up here.
I gotta hold the ladder steady, but then I'm right behind you, okay?
It's dark and my legs are hurting.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I have your medicine. But you're closer to the top than the bottom now. So just a few moves of the hokey pokey and you're up. You put your right foot up, you put your right foot down. You got it, you got it. Bingo Bear's up there waiting in your sleeping bag. He'll be very proud of you. You did it!
Daddy, I'm scared up here.
I'm coming. See? It's all right. Kind of neat up here on the roof, right?
Good.
There it is.
That's a comet?
Yep. A floating mountain of ice just passing through.
It looks like light shining through a hole in the sky. Where's it going?
Nowhere, really. It's just circling in a giant oval.
It'll be back next to you?
No, not for thousands of years. It's like a message in a bottle telling us about the universe.
Can I send a message in the bottle?
Sure. What would your message say?
My name is Clementine. If you feel lonely, I'll be your friend.
That's a very nice note.
How high up is it?
Well, you want to know something funny? That isn't really up. You know how the Earth is a giant ball and we're all on different parts of it?
Like how it's morning in China?
That's right. So, look up. Do you feel the Earth pulling you down and not letting you float away?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, imagine that instead of being stuck to the top of the ball, looking up, you're stuck to the side of the ball, looking out.
I'm stuck to a ball. Are we in space right now?
Yeah.
I'm flying in space! Where are we going?
I don't know. We're kind of lost.
I'm not lost. You're right here.
I've been drifting in space my whole life. Earth was just a bigger ship.
Why are you microwaving nuggets the night before?
So we don't have to in the morning.
Archie's gonna put them right back in the fridge?
Oh my God, Owen, you want her to eat frozen nuggets?
I mean, they won't be by morning. Certainly not by her lunchtime.
Is this part of your research, Captain? Are you leaving for 2 years to study nuggets?
Why don't you care that this could help her?
Everyone thinks you're this big, brave spaceman. But I know this mission doesn't scare you. Being here, seeing her in pain, that's what scares you. And you're running away. How brave.
At least I'm doing something.
Let's just stop talking. Tomorrow we can pretend we're fine over coffee like we always do.
It's not our fault. None of this is our fault.
I wish you believed that.
Sean. Somehow in all this emptiness we found each other. What a miracle. I just get so stuck in my head sometimes.
It's okay.
Sean, I've been trying to find you.
I'm right here.
I'm sorry about what I said. I'm so sorry about everything.
It's all right.
I miss you and Clem so much.
Me too.
I keep thinking of this time. She was curled up in pain, and I wrapped myself around her. I know it's not supposed to be a happy memory. I lost her.
She was an amazing girl. She probably lived a beautiful life, and all this may have helped.
Okay. Maybe. I stopped shivering. I think that's supposed to be bad. I think this is it, Sean. I'm glad you're here.
The sun is right there, Owen.
Uh-huh. So?
The sun, Owen.
Oh my fucking God. Jesus, that's bright. Hope, Vega, Sean had... Direct sunlight this close is probably over 500 degrees. At the risk of a severe burn, or damaging this suit, and more radiation, it's my last chance to warm up. I guess I'll start with the hand that's already burned. Here goes. Ah, 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 ah! Okay, that was too long. So just that. Oh, wow. Okay. Holy shit. You put your left foot in and you shake it all about.
Oh, Owen, no.
It's working, Sean. The whole suit's warming up. But I'm still gonna asphyxiate or starve.
One thing at a time.
It just doesn't make any sense. How can it be leverage for them if I'm dead? They think I can survive this. Jesus, this cools down quick. You put your whole self in, you put your whole self out.
That's enough.
Oh my God.
Owen!
Heated pants. Whoa. I think the sun woke the suit up. There's a virtual interface floating in front of me. I mean, what does any of this mean? The flashlight. Got it. Yikes. A panel on my torso just popped open. It's not leaking. I don't think.
What's in it?
Ah! It started climbing up my finger. Some sort of smart goo. You don't think... I think it's a squishy universal port. It formed a seal around the oxygen hose. Seems pretty secure. Here it goes. It's going up! That's my air supply! It's going up!
Hope, Vega, it's been a few months. I'm still here. I'm still in the vacuum. Life support's okay. Goo ports are still working. The sun kept me warm for a while. But I'm too far out now. So I'm wrapped in a heating coil rigged to the ship's battery. And now, all around me, as far as I can see, in every direction, is Jupiter. It was just a dot for the longest time. I stared at it all day. I could feel my eye twitching around it, trying to focus. My whole life reduced to a single point in space. And now rainbow whirlpools fill the sky. Whatever this is, whatever moon they're sending me to, I don't see how I survived the landing. The Vega 5C made it through a lot. It's a good ship, Abby. The whole team should be proud. But there's not much left of her. How's it going in there, Bingo Bear? Clementine would not be happy to know you've been stuck in a crate with a bunch of explosives. But you'll all come out soon. And we are gonna fuck them up.
You know we can hear you, right? We're not worried about the seahorses. I'm still mad about the tree. If you had just waited, Owen, this flight would have been in style. But I knew you'd figure out the suit eventually.
You really were remote.
How are you able to open the doors?
Huh?
All the doors on Venus required handprints.
Oh, for new arrivals, of course.
The refugees would never let him shoot.
Did you know that banyan trees belong to a variety called strangler figs?
You were one of them, weren't you?
When a seed lands on a neighboring tree, it sends its roots down to smother its host.
You were a refugee. Thousands of years ago.
The roots grow into pillars that become new trunks. New, subsuming old, forever. Who knows if the old are even still in there?
How did the machines find the hideout, Herman?
You gave them up, didn't you?
The people on Venus, they weren't all saints, you know. Being hunted doesn't make you a better person.
What did you trade?
Explain to me how humans aren't a planet-scale cancer, a malignant tumor of unlimited growth, metastasizing and killing the system, creature by creature, tree by tree. Chemo was the right call.
You leaked the location so that you could live forever. You're a murderer.
I'm a murderer? What about you, Owen? I was 5 when my parents were killed, and then smuggled off to a cave on Venus? That place became a prison. Prison's a terrible place for a child. I gave up hope. You never came.
Me?
Yes, you! Captain Owen Keating, the presence, here and not here, disappeared into a higher dimension destined to return and save us all. We used to worship you! The idea of you was all we had. But you were never going to save us. At least the Seraph tried.
What's the Seraph?
That was his tree. You're almost here, Owen. I look forward to meeting you in person.
Not if I end it right now.
Oh, you could have done that a long time ago. But I think you're terrified of being left in the dark. Probably a control thing. See you soon.
Wait! How am I leverage? Herman! What fucking moon are you on? Ah, shit. Okay.
going right into the primary.
That doesn't make any sense. Jupiter's just a storm.
We're in re-entry corridor now. Is there anything we're headed towards?
No data. Near the equator. Even if there was something, it's all planet-sized hydrogen hurricanes. We'd never see through it.
It's like a billowing cauldron of ghosts everywhere I look.
She was lucky she had you, Sean. You're my favorite people in the anywhere. Maybe she didn't hate me. Maybe they found a cure. Maybe she grew up happy, had a family. Clementine, I hope you learn that it's all just feelings. That everything people want or try to achieve, they're all just hoping that one of these things will make them feel something. Make them feel whole. Just feel good for a minute. And I hope you learn that real feelings only come from people you love. All that work, all those goals, all I ever needed was you two. None of this. None of this. Hope, Vega, I'm entering Jupiter's atmosphere. Zero visibility, insane conditions. I'm in a flat spin. Guidance systems are fried. Stabilizers sound like machine guns. Holy shit. We're stable. Relative wind speed is 2,000 kph. 1,800. We're slowing down fast. We fucking merged with a hurricane.
Owen, look.
What is that?
Some sort of flying structure. It's making lots of adjustments.
I can see right through it. It's like a hollow cylinder just floating in the hurricane.
Holy shit, it's the size of a city!
They're crashing us into the inside wall! Brace for impact!
Mayday! 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 I'm alive! The ship is fucked! I crash-landed on the inside wall of a flying cylinder the size of downtown. Oh, shit! Huge bolts just punched through the floor. I think they're locking us in place. Something's cutting a hole around my chair. Get me the fuck out of this chair.
I can't move. Gravity's too much. Time to come out of the crate, Mingo. You're coming with me. That's for your seahorse friends.
You have been authenticated by a human. Trust no Xerox.
Hostile hull breach.
My chair just fell through a hole in the floor. Seahorse, Death Force 10, 5 seconds, arm and trigger. Oh.
You should have been more worried about the seahorse. Lights went out.
The drill bolts are breaking. The ship is ripping off.
I have to go down there. I'm gonna try to bring the crate. Fuck.
Okay, down the hatch. The Vega's gone. Swallowed by Jupiter. It's a pretty good way to go. I fell through the hole that they cut around my chair. Into a hallway, I think. I'm stuck to the floor. I can barely move. There's numbers on the wall. 11238A. And a storage compartment broke open. I'm gonna try to hide the crate in there. Mm-hmm.
Here they come.
Hi, Owen.
Hi, Abby.
Celeritas Episode 9 is produced by Magnesium Film and stars Alexandra Dell as Owen Keating, Norma Jean as Chandra Keating, Damon Alums as Herman and Wayne, Erica Alperin as Abby Malton, and Penelope Adele as Clementine Keating. Featured music, Regenerative Being, written by Alluvium and performed by Matthew Cooper. Owen's theme, Cauterize, Extinction Method, Falcon Sail, and Thread, written by To Dust We Return and performed by Billy Marsden. Sound editing by Brad Colebrook and Alexander Adele. New episodes are released every few weeks. Follow this podcast for new episode alerts and join our Discord community for bonus content, in-depth discussion, and AMAs with the creators. Discord link at celeritaspod.com. Until then, embrace the emptiness. Yeah.